mercy and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, John chapter 18, verses 33 through 38. Dear Christian friends, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you. Truth is, though, he doesn't look much like a king. He didn't all that much on Palm Sunday. Even less now, 5 days later, standing before Pontius Pilate. So, you are a king, though, Pilate asked. And Jesus answered, you say correctly that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, what is truth? Now maybe Pilate's question was serious, and maybe it was utter cynicism. But either way, it's not really surprising that he doesn't listen long enough to hear how Jesus might answer his question. See, truth is whatever finally rules. And truth is, Jesus didn't look as if he could rule anything right now. To this world, power rules. 60 years ago this morning, in fact, just a couple hours ago, Hawaiian time, the United States was suddenly plunged into World War II. In his marvelous book, The Greatest Generation, Tom Brokaw interviews a number of very common, ordinary men and women who lived through, fought through Pearl Harbor and the 4 years to follow. A common refrain among them was to say this, we believed we were right. Perhaps. But they had to fight to prove it. The winners always write the history. To this world, power establishes truth. Pilate knew very well how all that works. He'd come up through the ranks. You make friends with the right people. And if you're a friend of Caesar, you can be rich and famous. Caesar had power. Caesar ruled. Which then made Caesar truth. Maybe Pilate knew better than that. Maybe he did understand that there's something bigger, higher, somewhere out there that makes the world go round. But Pilate was also very pragmatic. Whatever is powerful serves as truth, at least close enough for government work. To this world, power rules. So, that is truth. Too often, we act as if our kingdoms are of this world. And so, when we fight for the truth, we often do it by playing power games. Pastors learn very quickly how to play one side against the other. You'll know which elders' wives to get on your side. You're fighting for the truth, and you can win. Before long, without anybody even noticing, truth truth is precisely as Pastor sees it. You may have had some doubts. You may not have been so sure of your position when people were challenging you. But believe me, when the dust settles, coming out on top is the best persuader that you were right all along. Sometimes you are right. Sometimes truth is on your side. You look around the synod, and you see some men who are really not being as faithful as they should be. So what do you do? Well, be as shrewd as serpents and as innocent as doves, but don't depend on the Commission on Constitutional Matters. Don't depend on resolutions passed by a 611 to 573 vote to establish truth. If our kingdoms were of this world, that's the way our servants would fight to keep us from being delivered over to the enemy. You know what else is of this world? Thinking that ultimate truth is God's power. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great when Christ comes back at the end of the world in power and glory and shows everybody that we were right. When he puts to rest all doubt about the truth. When Christ comes back at the end, Pilate will be impressed. Everybody will be. And in the meantime, Christ does already hold all power on earth. Christ rules all things on earth now by his power. We even speak of the world as the kingdom of power. But it's not the kingdom of power that Jesus has in mind as he stands before Pilate. Verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world." That means it is not Jesus' power which is the truth. Jesus says, "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." Jesus came to bear witness to the truth. And here he stands. Beaten, bound, powerless before Pilate. A witness to the truth? Jesus is coming again in power. But if we look forward to Christ's second advent as the day when he will bare his arm and clobber our enemies, then we're thinking like the world. Then we've forgotten what truth is. Truth is whatever finally rules. But what finally rules is not power. It's not of this world. I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. And what you see is what you get. See, your king does come to you. But see how he comes. See how he rules. Humble and having salvation. Humble, standing before Pilate in shackles. Humble, hanging on a cross. See, your king comes to you humble, lying in a manger. Could this be truth? To the world, power rules everything. So the world sees power as truth. But God, who holds all power, has made a different rule ultimate, final. That which finally rules heaven and earth, which controls and governs and shapes all things, is the truth that this humble, seemingly powerless king, the one in the manger, the one who died, has reconciled God and sinful man. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that that is truth. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.